It's a Monday morning, which means it's time for the Linden Hometown News. Linden Hometown News is brought to you by Rusty Wagon. It's a place where you can always count on generous portions and leaving fully satisfied. You can get breakfast, you can get lunch, you can get dinner. Rusty Wagon on Hannigan Road, just north of Pole Road in Linden. Joining us now, our man about Linden, Bo Wild. Bo, good morning. Wanted to start something off with a bit that we had on Friday morning's show, the Whatcom County History of Country Music. We were fortunate to speak with Lori Lee Lewis and Amanda May on Friday to talk to us a little bit about the exhibit, but you've got a little bit more details on the know-how of all of that, don't you?
Well, you know, I don't know if I have more details. You had a nice long interview and a nice long chat with her. I think it went over 10 minutes long. They probably gave a couple little stories, but I think this is a great thing that's coming to Linden / Whatcom County, the history of country music. They have a private showing of this exhibit that they've been gathering information on for almost a year now. And the stories that are coming out of this county regarding music and the ties to music in Nashville are pretty neat. So I think everybody will enjoy this. There's a private private party or private viewing for members of the museum or with a private invitation on the 26th. And then it's open to the public with a fee to enter the museum. And it's open to the rest of the public starting on Saturday. So if you don't have a private invitation, you know, take your kids, take your family. I think adults and kids alike will really enjoy seeing what they've put together here. So I'm excited to see I've seen it kind of come together a little bit over there at the museum. But I haven't seen the finished product yet. So I think everybody will be pleasantly surprised seeing this come together.
Absolutely. And I mean, just based on my conversation that I had with the two ladies on Friday, I'm so stoked to go ahead and at least get a sneak preview of what's going on over there. In fact, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Bo, on this, I'll actually be at the Linden Heritage Museum this Saturday with the great folks from Radio Real Estate as they do a live broadcast over from that area. Am I correct in saying that? Yes.
I assume so, yeah. I didn't know if it was going to be you or Adam. I don't know who's going to accompany me there, but yes.
Nope, it'll be me and you, Bo.
Radio Real Estate is going to broadcast live from Saturday morning from there, although you won't be able to get in, but we could probably sneak you in there and say hi to the real estate team. I'm sure Lyle, Rick, and Lori will really enjoy that. So.
If not, you can just wave at us from the window. We've got a pretty good view of downtown Linden right there on Front Street from where we'll be broadcasting. So it'll be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Super stoked. Beyond the Linden Heritage Museum, Linden Christian's got something new over on their campus. What is the building supply store? I'm curious about this, Bo.
Well, you know, we have a ReStore in Bellingham and to drop off used or you know, just building supplies, everything from lighting, vanities, cabinets, sinks, bathtubs, windows, doors, flooring. Those are things that are in usable condition that people have dropped off because they've remodeled or something, and they're repurposing it in our community or in the county, I guess. It's not limited to just Linden. The proceeds of this go toward funding Linden Christian School. I think this is a great thing to have in our North County, though, to be able to recycle used building supplies. It's set up just off of just behind the Second Chance store, which Linden Christian has been operating with. It sells used clothing, furniture, and stuff like that. So now they've have the building up behind there for building supplies. So this would be for businesses, local businesses, and individuals to go shop. They had a grand opening on Saturday and kick this off, and it's going to be open from Wednesdays through Saturdays. So if you're looking to drop off or shop for building materials to kind of fill in the gap, or maybe you're trying to get some flooring for your shed or something like that, this would be a great place to go check out, see what they have available there. They seem to have a really good selection as for the short period of time that they've been open. So if you're looking to build something, Deanna, Maybe you should stop by there.
I'll see if I can spruce up my apartment with whatever I've got over on there. But hey, think about inflation. Think about the cost of what everything is these days, right? Everything is expensive. We can all agree on that. Any way you can cut costs by whatever means, whether it means getting that 2x2x4 piece of wood that really will put the whole thing together, that's probably over there at Building Supply Store, and it'll help you and your budget in the long run. Or maybe you're thinking of building a nursery or making some additions to your garden. Not only do you have the Building Supply Store to stop by, but you've got some other a few other stops to make along the way to get that garden ready to go, right, Bo?
You betcha. So we have a couple of plant sales going on this weekend. Linden High School plant sale takes place on Friday and Saturday. So they have greenhouses and the FFA. They work on learning how to grow things, and you'll have perennials, annuals, hanging baskets, vegetable starts, a whole bunch of different plants and flowers to adorn your home. Once you've made that flower box that you've picked up from the building, the Second Chance Building Supply Store, then you can go right in and fill it up with flowers now.
There you go.
So Linden High School has their plant sale, and then Cornerstone Christian out in the county, they'll have their plant sale kicking off this week, Friday and Saturday as well. So get out there. You're wearing the planting season. Get out there and do some shopping and adorn your home, and let's get it lit up for spring, right?
Absolutely. Let's get it lit for spring. Our man about Linden, Bo Weil, joining us on a Monday morning. Bo, thanks so much. We'll chat later.
We'll see you in a minute.